Hello and welcome to the Carriers of Hope podcast. Are you tired of always striving for something and ending up at a dead end? Are you sick of searching in all the wrong places in hopes that you'll find your true identity? Do you want to find healing and walk in that freedom that it brings? Do you desire to have authentic relationships in your day-to-day life? Then this is the podcast for you. Hi, I'm your host, Sandy Cortez. This podcast will help you find truth, healing, and freedom, and will empower you to find your true identity. You will learn how to apply practical tools that will help you no longer strive, bring forth healing from your past wounds, and break away from your negative mindset. If you're willing and ready to begin to apply life applications, restore hope in your hearts, find truth to the lies, and change those negative mindsets, then you've come to the right place. Let's begin the journey that will help you to start living the life that the person who created you intended you to live. So grab your pen and paper and let's begin to rewrite your story. I am so excited to be here. Welcome to episode one. I'm so thankful that you're here and you're listening to this podcast. I can't believe it's finally here. I wanted to go ahead and record a Get to Know Me episode and tell you a little bit more about the Carriers of Hope podcast. I am Sandy, the founder of Carriers of Hope. I was born in Bronx, New York, and my mother was a teen mom, and so my grandmother raised me until about 9 years old, where my mom met my stepfather and we relocated to Florida. I am a mom of three beautiful children, two boys and a girl. I'm a wife, and I've been married for about 28 years. Some of the fun things I love to do are going to the beach, bowling, enjoying time with my family, and public speaking, and life coaching. Some of my educational background is that I have a degree in psychology and life coaching. I'm a life coach, and guess what, guys? I am a few weeks shy away from getting my master's in mental health counseling. Can I tell you how excited I am? My background is a little bit about in marriages and families with a specialization in crises and trauma. And I have a strong faith in God and I've been a Christ follower for many years now. I wanted to go ahead and tell you a little bit of my why and of course how Carriers of Hope originally started. About my background with my upbringing. My mom was a teen mom and had me at a very young age, so therefore my grandmother raised me and until I was about 9 years old. And then my mother met my stepfather and we relocated to Florida. I was raised in a very religious home with lots of rules, a lot of perfectionism, and I know that my parents did the best that they could with what they had back then. And I've learned so much from that journey being a parent myself. I've endured self-esteem issues. I've had life challenges, seeking approval, struggling with perfectionism, unhealthy mindsets, trying to fit in to what others wanted me to be, and never having a voice for many years. And so to me, it's just like, as I'm speaking into this microphone, I'm like hearing my own voice on my own podcast. God has a sense of humor, guys. I'll be sharing just a lot of different challenges that I endured throughout life and how I came through it. Even challenges with my faith, even challenges with relationships, even challenges with my own identity and self-esteem issues, and I like to keep things very real, very raw. So I'm hoping that you'll stay tuned in throughout this podcast with me. And I have such a passion to see restoration in other people. And this is why I'm doing what I'm doing. I think I got to a place in my life where I was just tired of just sitting on a pew, just getting spiritually fat, and not doing anything with everything that God had done in my life. Give you a little bit of background. Since I came from a very religious home, I was really just angry at God for many, many years. And I just did a lot of running from God after I left my home when I was 17 years old. I remember just trying to find my place in life, knowing who I was, and just really searching in all the wrong places. I compromised a lot of my own morals. And when I was in my senior year in high school, I recall meeting my husband. At that time, I didn't know he was going to be my husband. And I was unaware that my husband was an alcoholic. You know how they say that the grass seems greener on the other side? And so from where I was standing, the side I was in didn't look as good as the other side, not knowing what was in it. And so being involved in a relationship that was very rocky and honestly was unsure of how to even be a girlfriend. Shortly after that, I became pregnant at the age of 18. Becoming a new mom was quite challenging. And I thought, I don't even know how to be a girlfriend, let alone a mom. Years were challenging. Things that were oozing from my pores, from my upbringing. Then all the challenges I was having in this relationship and the challenges of, am I doing this right? Am I being a good mom? I already had negative mindsets growing up, and I actually came from a background where you were just trained not to feel and never to ask for help from anyone. And so, of course, being taught that all my life, I thought, well, you've got to figure this out, Sandy. I recall in 1999 where I decided to visit a local church, and I'm so thankful for this church today. But I went with the intentions of wanting a divorce. And I thought, they're going to show me and help me to divorce this man. Little did I know that I was really being set up by God. I just recall coming into this church feeling so angry, so bitter. I even looked at the people like, if somebody approaches me the wrong way, I may have to attack. Honestly, I couldn't stand church people, but yet I wound up at a church asking for help in divorcing my husband. What sense does that make, right? I actually had my second child when I came to visit this church, so maybe it was hormones, who knows? But I honestly believe that things are not by coincidence. God totally sets us up. And I just remember God coming in with a different plan for me and my family. The Lord started to really restore my heart and begin the healing process that had been sitting there for so many years. So many different things that I had endured throughout my life and didn't know how to deal with it, didn't know how to approach it. From being taught to never ask for help, to keeping things locked up for so many years, I knew that this was going to be a scary journey. My perception of God was so tainted. I always looked at God as someone that was just a ruler or barking orders. And if I didn't look or act a certain way, then it was never enough. And so I had to quickly learn who God was, and definitely my perception of God was very tainted until God began to just remove the scales off my eyes and really show me who He truly was and how He was a good father. And how He wanted to bring in restoration and healing to my life and my family. I remember going to counseling, and I remember even counselors telling me that I needed to divorce my husband. And that always stuck with me. I'm definitely glad that I didn't listen to the counsel of a counselor, because I don't know where I would be here today, honestly, guys. But God knew. So I remember the Lord started that process and began to heal those broken areas of my life that were very wounded and deeply embedded in my mind and in my heart. I was a very bitter person. I disliked church people. I disliked asking for help. I had a lot of pride. I recall little by little, me and my husband began taking different classes that the church was offering. We started to take counseling. And one of the things that I really learned, even in counseling, was that I could not change my husband, nor could he change me. Yet I was on a mission too. And that's when the changes began in my own heart. And I'm so thankful for counseling. I am a big advocate of counseling. Whether you have life challenges or not, I think it's amazing and brave to be able to ask someone to help you and come alongside you and coach you along the journey. And that's how God started to just really birth different things in my heart. Shortly after that, maybe 5 or 6 years in, I began to speak at retreats, teach different classes at the church, still having that underlying belief of, what do you think you're doing? Kind of like imposter syndrome. Like, how dare you try to put yourself in that spot? Don't you know that you're not equipped to do this? What are you doing? And see, in this time of my life, I took my walk with God very serious, because throughout my life, my parents were in ministry. And so, unfortunately, they played a different role being at home versus church. And so I knew how to play Christian for many years. And I remember the Lord just kind of sitting me down and saying, we need to work on this area of your life. And so, all that to say, just the different challenges that I had, and the Lord really had to just start working on my belief systems and really showing me who He said I was, and cutting the pride in me and keeping things raw and real. Sometimes I feel like I'm way too real with my life, because I've always believed growing up that when you're in any type of leadership or in ministry, there's a certain look that you have to wear. Kind of like a costume. And unfortunately, I did do that throughout my years too. But I really had to discover that God loved me, even when I fell short, even when I didn't feel like I could add up, even when I felt like I wasn't worthy of being forgiven. And God would meet me in those places. And so it's amazing just to see how God can take you to a place that you've never been, and kind of like you're in school. One of the things that I used to always tell, or even tell my clients today, is that, you know, I was raised in the hard school of knocks. So I was in the shack house learning things versus in the schoolhouse. Like, I felt like sometimes God was like, Sandy, seriously? Are we going around the same block yet again? And I'm like, yes, Lord. Yet again. And I'm being completely honest here. And so God really had to show up, and so did I. And I had to really surrender my pride and surrender those things that I didn't quite understand or felt like I added up. And so being able to teach and help other people, it began to just really give birth to passion, to know that oh my goodness, if God can heal me and restore me, he can totally do it for you. And so that was the cool part about this journey. And I remember in 2017, the Lord said, Sandy, grab a piece of paper and pen and begin to write. And I thought, why is he telling me to do this? And of course, you know, I've always been a little feisty. So, you know, I feel like God looks down at me and he's just like, oh boy, here she goes again, wanting to do her own way, that self-reliance in her. Needless to say, I sat down and began to write. And that's where God gave me the name Carriers of Hope. And shortly after that, I heard this phrase, breathing hope one life at a time. I didn't know what any of that meant. The Lord began to instill dreams into my heart. And I wasn't necessarily raised in an environment of goals and dreams and didn't know what that was like. So this was a scary thing for me in that moment of just the unknown, of just like, this is insane. And again, imposter syndrome hitting me all over again. Lies yelling at me saying, yeah, right. And who do you think you are? So many things with blogging, with writing, with just throwing myself out in uncomfortable situations, like speaking on a camera, just really, really out there things for me that I thought all those lies were whispering of fear of man, fear of judgment, all kinds of different things. But I've developed this hashtag throughout the years called hashtag do it afraid. And so guys, here I am doing it afraid. I remember in July 18th, 2017, I decided that I was going to blog for the first time. And guess what the title was? Just do it. Yep. Just do it. And so I just really reflect on this time and just think to myself, like, God was already setting me up long ago. And one of the things that I want to tell you is that, you know, I want to be here to breathe hope one life at a time and just walk alongside you into this journey. As you can tell, I've had a lot of life challenges, things like seeking approval from others, struggling with perfectionism, and unhealthy mindsets. I did all of this and really in hopes of trying to fit into what others wanted me to be without never having a voice. And so guys, I am living proof that restoration can be achieved, allowing you to live your life to the fullest by applying the practical biblical truths that I learned. God was able to erase the lies that had been spoken over me for so long and that I had come to believe as my truth. I believe that God gives each of us a story and that things that we've gone through are not in vain. They're just chapters in our ever-evolving story. And this is why I have decided to launch this podcast. I want to be able to help you find your truth. One of the scriptures that I stand on and that you'll hear me use a lot throughout this podcast is John 8:32, and you shall know the truth and it will set you free. Guys, let's be truth finders. Let's begin to highlight those lies in our lives that have kept us stuck for so long and begin to apply the truth of God over them. I promise you, it'll be well worth it. God has done so much work in my life, and I'm so excited to finally be able to share those things with the world. I do pray that this first episode really ministered to your life, or maybe you don't know God, and that's okay, because trust me, I'm not here to be a Bible beater. I'm not here to cast judgment. I'm here to create a brave space where you feel like I'm right there with you. My job is to really instill hope in your hearts And I hope that some of these topics will even deliver healing to you, to your mind, to your heart, to your soul. That's the mission. That's what Carriers of Hope is all about. To be able to hope again, live again, breathe, be content in those areas of your life, no longer striving, knowing how to handle those negative mindsets, and begin to discover who you really are. I want to breathe and speak hope over your life today. I want you to really consider taking the chance and listening to some of these different topics. And let's do it afraid. Let's go there. And allow me to be a carrier of hope in your life. Thanks for listening to Carriers of Hope podcast. If you found value in today's episode, will you head on over to iTunes and subscribe to the channel and leave a review? Be sure to share it with your friends and family, and together we can help breathe hope one life at a time. If you're interested in doing a coaching session, let's connect at carriersofhope.com. And be sure to follow me on Instagram and Facebook at Carriers of Hope.